Governor Martinez has announced that she plans to dedicate $1.5 million in capital outlay funding for river restoration efforts in New Mexico. The governor says she'll seek to leverage those state funds to secure federal and local partner contributions of as much as $2.6 million in additional funding for what's called the River Stewards Initiative. It will clear vegetation in river areas, lower river bank lines, replant native species of vegetation, and install erosion control measures. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich has launched an online office he says will give constituents a convenient way to share their concerns on key issues and also make requests for assistance. The new website allows users to access live webcasts of committee hearings, news releases, videos, and track legislation. The site is optimized for use on all computers and mobile devices, including tablets and smartphones, and can be translated into Spanish with the click of a button. The site can be found at heinrich.senate.gov. The National Education Association Santa Fe, the union for Santa Fe public school teachers, has, as expected, given its approval to a 1.5% pay raise. That's a 0.5% more than the 1% increase approved by lawmakers during the legislative session. If approved next week by the school board, it would be the highest average salary increase in New Mexico. The Santa Fe Public School District remains one of the state's lowest funded on a per-student basis. Santa Fe's 92nd annual Indian Market moves into high gear today, with award-winning artists to be named at a Southwestern Association for Indian Arts luncheon. On the plaza tomorrow and Sunday, more than 80,000 people are expected to view and buy works by participating artists. The market is said to generate over $100 million for the state and region. It's been 1 year since Santa Fe Community College President Anna Cha Guzman took her post, and next week the school's governing board will conduct a performance review evaluation. At a Thursday State of the College address, Guzman cited some of her accomplishments, which include an uptick in both student enrollment and achievement. Critics have pointed out that a number of teachers and staff have opted to take early retirement since Guzman took over. More in today's New Mexican. Santa Fe's iconic and award-winning hamburger joint, the Bobcat Bite, has reopened at a new downtown location, reincarnated as the Santa Fe Bite. The business's owners, Bonnie and John Ecker, left their old location along Old Las Vegas Highway a couple of months ago after a dispute with the property's owner. The new establishment is at Garrett's Desert Inn on Old Santa Fe Trail. Today's Journal Santa Fe says the space is 4 times the size of the original. And weather for Santa Fe. Today and through the weekend, look for mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, and a 10 to 20% chance for late-day showers. The forecast for next week calls for cooler daytime highs in the upper 70s and continuing chances for showers. This is Dan Garrity for KSFR News.